Sam Walker.
BBC Radio Manchester.
Now, this is an interesting one. Didn't think you'd be saying this or hearing this on BBC Radio Manchester, because next season, Bury are going to be facing Wigan Athletic. I know. Now, it's the first time in 14 years that the teams are going to meet in the same league. Both sides now, of course, are in League One, but they're also going to meet in the first round of the Capital One Cup. And Bury chairman Stuart Day can speak to me now. Stuart, good evening.
Good evening, how are you?
Hi, yeah, really well, thank you. Did you ever think you'll be saying, right, first on the sheet next season, we're playing Wigan Athletic?
No, I mean, 2 years ago, Wigan Athletic won the FA Cup, which was an incredible feat, and we're playing Premier League football. So for us to come from, you know, where we was in League Two last season to be playing Wigan Athletic, a fantastic draw for us, and I'm sure something that our supporters will get right behind as well.
I mean, as you said, you were promoted last season. You're now in League One. How are you feeling confidence-wise about the games that are on the way?
It's something that we've got a huge amount of excitement. We can't wait for the season to take place. We've done some business in the summer to bring in three signings already, and we're hopeful of bringing in a few more before the start of the season as well. So it's something that we've got real excitement for the season to start. And obviously a cup fixture against Wigan Athletic in the first week of the season is something that we're all going to be looking forward to.
Realistically, Stuart, where do you see the club in 5 years?
Well, my aim and my ambition when I took over the football club was to try and push us into the Championship. And that's something that I believe strongly about and passionately about. And it's not going to be an easy feat. It's something that we're prepared to work extremely hard to go and achieve. We gained promotion within the first 2 years, which I think is an incredible achievement from all the coaching staff and the players and everybody surrounded with the club. But our aim is to get on and push into the Championship. And that's something now, you know, hopefully in the next 2 to 3 years, we can continue to do that. But we go into every game wanting to win the game and being as competitive as we possibly can. And we feel that this season we're going to also have a competitive squad as well to do well in League One. And hopefully we can go to the places like Wigan Athletic and Sheffield United and really compete against these teams, you know, who've got far superior budgets than ourselves. But we want to compete there and hopefully win the games as well, for certain.
What's the atmosphere in the dressing room at the moment? Or what's it been like for the last few games of the last season?
It was incredible. You know, we went on an unbelievable run. We moved into Carrington, which is Manchester City's old training ground, on the 1st of March. And we won 13 games out of a possible 16 games from then on. So I think that had a huge impact in the lads when they were training together. And it's an outstanding complex. And we've got a real togetherness in the squad. We've got a real togetherness from the coaching staff right down to the cleaning lady as well, and that's something that we really wanted to focus on, and bringing the right people into the football club. And that's something that we do when we're looking to recruit a player now, is that we do interview them. Both myself and the manager interviews each player and finds out what they're about and why they want to come and join this football club. And thankfully we think we're going to hopefully do some good business and kick on this season as well.
I find it quite funny, Stuart, that, you know, you're still a very young man. You know, you're in your early 30s, and yet, you know, your first fixture against Wigan, you look at the chairman there, you're an old man.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not the youngest chairman anymore, no. So, I'll be certainly going over to see David, and, you know, it'll be an interesting time because the two youngest chairmen in the Football League will be together there on that. So it'll be an interesting one. And I actually, you know, I was out at the Football League conference in Portugal that they have, and I was talking to Johnny Jackson, who's the chief exec at Wigan, and we're just saying how much we're looking forward to for us to go to Wigan Athletic. So to draw each other in the cup so early on, before the fixtures get announced tomorrow, it's quite interesting. Mm. So we'll all be looking forward to it, for certain.
Are you in this for the long term, Stuart?
Yeah, of course. You know, we've got a plan that we're wanting to put into the football club and to try and get the football club, like I said, into the Championship. That's our aim. I thoroughly enjoy every day coming to the football club. It's I love working with the players, love working with the coaching staff, and, you know, the supporters have been outstanding ever since I took over. You know, they've been really supportive and getting behind what we're trying to achieve here. And I think the transformation over the last 2 years of the football club has been quite incredible. And now to have a training complex like Carrington that we've secured, and to also be investing into the football team, it's something that we've got a real passion and nothing gave me greater pride than being able to celebrate getting promotion at the end of last season.
Good to speak to you, Stuart. Thank you very much. Thanks for your time. That's
no problem.
Thank you, the Bury chairman, Stuart Day, here on BBC Radio Manchester.